Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, today is the 26th of the 5th month, 2025, and it is a Monday evening. The time is 21:03, and my name is Elizabeth, the Matriarch. Creme de la creme, ultimate drip, cherry on top, icing on the cake, the whole cake. I'm the table where the cake is chilling, and I'm definitely the tart with the table, the cake, the icing, and the cherry on top. I chilling, how about that? Ladies and gentlemen, we're about that violence. So we are violently starting our week with violence, 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 violence. The number in studio is 0832-888-401. That is the number in studio in case you would like to buzz us up, in case you would like to call us, in case you would like to participate in our conversation this evening. We are talking about you. We are talking about your ancestors. We are talking about your grandfather. We are talking about your auntie. You know, we don't mention people's mothers. So, you know, we're talking about your relatives. It's not that deep. We're talking about you. It's not that deep. We're just asking questions. We're asking the questions. Why do we gravitate towards the tits? Why? Why are we going to tits? Why? Why? Because, hey, fele, there is so much going on in this little life of ours, ne? And it is up and down and up and down and up and down. And one would still ask, hey, but why? Why are we doing it? For those that want to join us on our Facebook Live, please just type in Eagle FM there and then go on, and then you'll probably see me there. Yeah, shiny forehead, that's me. That's me. We're just trying to, you know, to equalize angane. You know, we're also there on the visuals, and we're also there on the sound, and then we're just everywhere. It is what it is. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the church. Why do we believe in going to church? Why? Why? Have you ever wondered why that cousin of yours, right? The cousin of yours has gone through the works, the motions, the ups, the downs, and then all of a sudden she just wakes up one day and she's like, you know what? I'm a believer. I'm a believer and I'm going to church. And then when I go to church, I'm just going to flip it and I'm going to change it because I don't want this life anymore. Now, everybody wants the best for one another. Everybody wants the best for the next person. Not unless you're an evil person, not unless you're a jealous person, an envious person, and all the other names, right, that I can most probably call you. Those ones. Not unless you're that type of person. Then that's when you don't want peace for another person. That's when you don't want happiness for another person. That's when you don't want love, harmony, singing together. That's when you don't want that, when you are not a nice person. But the most of us, right? Everybody that I know, personally and not personally, you guys also, I know that you guys want the best for each other. You want the best for yourselves. You want the best for each other. And sometimes people find the best of the best in their lives, right? When they go to church. Now, my question always arises there by the breakup with the church. Okay, so you spent 2 years in a church. You love the church. You advocate for the church. You inaugurate us, you bring us in, you know, you tell us the wonders of the church, and then you bring us in, us the outsiders, us your family, right? You bring us in, and we are also smitten by the pastor, also smitten by the prophet, also we are smitten, we are in love with the church, we are praising, we are giving thanks and our houses, we are giving everything that we could possibly give to the church, right? In terms of we are within. I'm not speaking of it from a negative light. I'm speaking of it from the way you guys are feeling, right? Because you are deeply in it. You are passionate about it. You love it. You love God. You love Jesus. You love Christ. You love Allah. Like, whatever. You know, you are in it. And then 2 years later, you wake up one day and you're like, how? I'm not going to church anymore. And so we saw that church is a fake church. So we saw that pastor is a fake pastor. So we saw that prophet is a fake prophet. So we saw the things he prophesied is not true. How? then you leave us there. Like, do you... The thing is that everything happens, like, everything happens. It's a long time coming. So you start to see things and then you're like, that's suspect. And then you move on to the next thing. You're like, that's suspect. That one is suspect. And then you move on to the next one and you're like, even more suspect. And then you just completely pull away from everything. And when you pull away from it, you leave us there. Like, you don't come back to tell us, which are guys, who fake prophet, you know, guys, like, maybe you even saw a little bit of witchcraft in the church or something like that. Maybe one day you were going to the toilet, you opened the wrong door, and then you saw a pastor there, just, you know, with a snake that's dangling everywhere, like, you know, and then you see this, and then you just keep quiet, and then you just decide that you're not going to the church anymore. You're not revealing anything. You're not exposing nobody. You are scared. I get it. You're scared. You're not doing this anymore. Then you leave the church, and then you leave us there. Like, but we are your flock. You brought us here. So, who's that? So, initially, I want to talk about the church. I want to talk about why people choose the church and what does the church bring to you. I want to explain it to you because there's most probably somebody out there that's thinking like, yeah, but you know, my peers are not going to the church and they are not thinking of it like people that are in the church. People that are in the church have a tendency of bypassing everything and just looking into this one direction. You never ask yourself, why are you so into the church? It's more of, I'm into the church. I know why I'm into the church. I'm into the church because I am a believer. I'm into the church because I love God. I'm into the church. And they are very passionate. We don't say angry. They say passionate. They are very passionate about the church. And most of them can't really explain why they are into the church. And I'm here to explain it to you. That's it. I'm here to explain why you are into the church so that the next person that asks you like, yeah, but matriarch, why are you into the church? Or yeah, but cool drink, why are you into the church? You can at least say these things that I taught you here. Kucha, no, I'm into the church because 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5. And you can have points because now you guys, because now the way you guys are giving your explanations as to why you are in the church, why you like the church, why you are about the church, it's more like you guys are in a cult and you guys can't get out because your leader said you can't get out and it is a force matter and everybody's screaming, it's not a force matter, it's not a force matter. But we all know everything about victims. You know, victims have a tendency of clinging on to the thing that has abused them. So we don't really understand. Us on the outside, we don't understand. And I was like, let me give my people a chance, you know, let me put them on, you know, let me plug them so that we can understand one another, so that they can also have a strong fighting chance when they go out there and they are advocating for their beliefs. Am I as a belief? All right. So ladies and gentlemen, we've got modern medicine. Modern medicine is the ones that deal with everything. Right? They deal with your body, they deal with your mind, they deal with your eyes, they deal with your ears, everything. Body and mind, and I don't know now, with the spirit there, I don't know. There by the spirit, I don't know. But modern medicine basically has a cure for everything that you are talking about. Everything that you are talking about usually has a name. So, if you are hearing voices audible, if you are hearing voices, they will probably have a name for what you are hearing. If you are seeing things, they will most probably have a name for the things that you are seeing. If you are hearing and seeing things, they will most probably have a name for what you are seeing and hearing. And then there comes bad choices, right? Bad choices. And now you are stuck in a life that is somewhat going downhill. And this downhill, you can't understand this downhill. So you think it's a generational curse. Then you go to the church. Bad choices. Yeah, there's a name. Most of the things have names. Not unless you can come here, please, viewers and listeners. You guys can come here and tell me, yeah, what do you call that? Because the likelihood of me having an answer to whatever you are throwing at me tonight, yeah, Most probably I have an answer. If you're saying, Kuche, yeah, but matriarch, what do you call it when your heart is just pounding and you are just feeling restless? Then I would say panic attack or anxiety, depending on what you're going through and what you're thinking about. I can have a name for it. And that's what we are saying, modern day medicine, for Sanjay. So maybe, just maybe, you are having paralysis. Paralysis has a name, modern day medicine. Maybe your finger is not moving, has a name. Most things have names, but we as people, we tend to gravitate towards the church more. There are three types of people in this world. We have the modern day medicine people, the ones that believe in the doctor. They believe in the doctor, and there is a doctor for everything. There's a doctor for your brain, there's a doctor for your ears, there's a doctor for your eyes, there's a doctor for your body, there's even a doctor, even body in itself, general practitioner. Then you find the person that specializes in your boob. Then you find a person that specializes in your kidney. Then you find a person that specializes in your liver. Then you find the person that specializes in your spine. There is a doctor for everything. First Angela, there's a doctor for everything, and it is there. That is the modern day medicine. Now, these types of people, right? They don't deal with anything else. It's like you can tell them whatever, and they're like, nah. I just go to the doctor. You didn't tell them, Kucha, like, you know, the way you are waking up in the middle of the night screaming because you're just having nightmares the whole entire time. Maybe it could be evil spirits or demons, or maybe it could have been your ancestors trying to wake you up, or maybe it could have been astrology or whatever you tell them, right? They'll say, nah, I will go to the doctor. And then when you get to the doctor, they have a name for it. They have a name. What is the name? Night terrors. Yes, like that. Night terrors. It's called night terrors. And then we can give you something for sleep to stabilize your sleep pattern. And then voila. Back to normal. Or the way you like it. Maybe not normal, but the way you like it. Nice and chilled. Nice and calm. Uh-huh. You find those people, right? The modern day medicine people, the medicine people. They like the pills, you know, they like the injections, they like seeing the doctor, they like those people. Then you find the traditional practitioners, or the people that believe in traditional practices. So traditional practice people are the type of people that, if you tell them something, if they complain maybe about their eyes, like, I just get blurry vision. They will not tell you, yeah, but matriarch, you can get classes for that, because, they'll not, they'll be like, yeah, maybe I have to go to Kuku, Wanampara, you know, I have to go to Kuku Wanampara, like, to go and see what has happened to my eyes, you know, traditional people, you know, traditional people believe that they are traditional methods and traditional medicine for the ailments. And also, part of their beliefs is that the people that created modern day medicine got the medicine from traditional medicines. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, Demetri?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, sir.
How have you been?
I've been chilling very well.
You are chilling very well?
Yeah.
That's nice. What makes your life so perfect?
Yes?
What makes your life perfect?
I always believe in God.
You always believe in God?
Yeah.
So just because you believe in God, that makes your life perfect?
Yes. That's one day all my ambition come to pass.
Say that again. Because your ambitions always come to pass. What? Say it again. I know you can say it, man. You're a learned man, my learned friend. You can say it again. One day your ambition comes to pass where?
Yes.
It comes to pass where? In Valfis Bay, what?
Everywhere. In my life, yeah.
Okay. So what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? You know, I don't like to repeat myself many times like this. So, I know you can hear my question. Stop making me repeat my questions. So, what do you mean by that?
What I mean is, if you can dream it, you can achieve it.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. So my question for tonight is, why do you think people gravitate towards the church?
Why do people
gravitate towards the church?
Are they against the churches or?
No, gravitate means moving towards. Why do you think people move towards the church? Why do you think people go to church?
Oh yeah.
Whatever they're going through, happy, sad, in the middle, they go to church. Why?
They are seeking for salvation.
Seeking for salvation.
Yeah.
To be saved from what? If you are happy, why do you need saving?
If you are happy, why do you need saving? No, they are also looking for spiritual growth.
Spiritual growth.
Yeah.
To grow spiritually, to become spiritually stronger.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is spiritually strong?
To walk in the realm of the spirit.
How does somebody walk in the realm of the spirit?
The person can, okay, let me put it this way. Your eyes is not the eyes like the eyes of prophet. So the prophet is a visionary person. It's not like you.
How do you know?
Yeah, different. He is operating in a different dimension.
How do you know prophet is really operating in a different dimension that is a good dimension?
Oh, the testimony are there, the evidence are there.
Such people as? Like, okay.
They went through suffering or they went through sicknesses and they now they are permanently rescued.
Like what kind of sicknesses? Like what kind of sicknesses?
It can be any.
Did you guys hear of any pastor or prophet that cured COVID?
Yeah.
Did you hear of any pastor or prophet that cured COVID?
COVID.
COVID-19, yeah, the pandemic.
No, I did not hear. But
why?
Some of them.
They did what?
Yeah.
They did what? Eh?
They can pray to God.
You can't pray to God also?
No, some of the our players are not very strong like the one for the pastor.
Why?
Those people, they are the servant of God.
Are we not all children of God?
Yeah, but they know more biblical scripture than us.
Then why don't you just learn?
They used to meditate very well.
Why don't you just meditate?
Yeah, people want that in order to be groomed, to go on the earth, to be elevated to another level.
So you go to church because you want to become spiritually strong.
Yeah, I want to become spiritually strong.
What happens there when you are spiritually strong?
You can be able to transform, to change other people.
So you want to change other people?
Yeah, we live in the wicked world. The wicked, the world is broken. We have become disobedient.
Okay, but God gave us free will, right?
Yeah, God, yeah.
So wouldn't it be going against God's free will that he gave us if you are trying to convert other people into doing good? Doesn't that defeat the purpose? Because God can do that himself. God can just sprinkle like hotcha spice. Yeah, and then you are doing the correct thing. But he chooses not to do that. He chooses to give you the choice. to live a righteous life or a bad life. He gives you that choice. And now you are saying that it is your job as an individual to be running after people so that they cannot do bad things.
Yeah, salvation. Don't you know that salvation is a personal case?
Hey, if it is personal, then why are you in other people's business? You don't know how to mind your own. How? I thought you said it's private.
Yeah, but hey. People want. They are going to church, you know, that one day to go inherit the kingdom of God.
And they can just go to church without you, Mots. Now I'm coming out and trying to convince them to go to church.
Yeah, but
which chapter or which verse says, and you guys must go out there and convince people to go to your church?
Come again?
Which part of the Bible says that, and you must go out there to go and try and convince my flock to come back to me?
We need to go and evangelize.
What is evangelizing, my friend?
Evangelize is when you are going to catch the lost soul.
You're going to catch lost souls because that's your purpose in life, catching souls.
You know, but it's just better.
I am just trying to understand. Hey, so now when you're going to when you're going to catch the souls, do you go with a net or kashako, plastic box?
Yeah, that's my thing. That's my thing. You're not my winner. Why you want to bust in the chapter?
I'm asking questions because me, I don't understand. So now what happens, Nem? When you take me to your church, ne?
Yeah.
And then
you
decide you are divorcing your church and you leave me there. You are divorcing your church because your church is bad. And then you leave me there and you are the one that took me there. Then what happens to me? So.
No, it cannot work like that.
What can't because work like that? Because that's what your colleagues are doing. How? They are recruiting us into their churches and then they are telling us the pastor is fake. How? And now we are stuck in their churches. We don't know if we should follow them to their next church because they are our church, buddies or how?
So they were left in the limbo, so what?
My dear, they were not lost in limbo. Eh? They went to a church and then they saw the darkness of that church and then they decided to get out while it's early. But they left us in the dark there.
No, maybe there are those fake pastors.
Now, how do you know when a pastor is fake?
It's not doing according to the will of God.
How do you know it's not the will of God?
Oh, they are just twisting the verses.
How do you know when somebody is twisting the verses of the Bible?
An individual can find it by meditating on themselves.
Munawenge.
Yeah.
We are Africans, ne? Explain quickly to us what is meditating on the word,
Read and understand the verses.
How do we read and understand the verses?
Because they are in the court. They are the language that is used is not a layman. It cannot be understood to a layman person.
My dear, layman means somebody that is not educated in this field. Now, you, your pastor, Kwakule Yamo, grade 9. Where did he learn?
Oh, those people, they used to get some powers.
They got powers where?
From their mentors. Mentors.
Who are their mentors? Are their mentors not God?
Their mentors, they are, okay, you know most, they were different people. They are those apostles, they are those disciples of Jesus.
The disciples or the disciples?
Yeah.
friend. Today's winning you. It's winning you. Okay, but I understand. So why do you go to church? You personally, Paulo, eh? Like, apart from the definition that you gave in a holistic manner, give me your personal preference as to why you go to church.
Me going to church is indication that I'm a true worshiper.
For you, that's how you define a true worshiper, is a person that goes to church religiously.
So I need to go to church so that I can go and enjoy the fellowship with other church members.
Okay, so it's for the fellowship. Okay, so which church do you attend? The old one or the new one?
The new one, the revival.
Sorry, man. I'm happy it's Monday. Okay, so you go to the new ones.
Yeah, I'm going to the new one, yeah.
Why?
Because
they have drums.
Because they have drums. It's not to change the world. It's because for them, they... You comprehend the Bible very well, man.
Okay, so it's Bible study that you were missing.
Yeah.
So you were missing Bible study in the what? In the old churches. So you needed Bible study.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just go to Bible study?
Sometimes they do not get time.
What did you learn yesterday?
I learned about the story of Jonah, who was refused to be taken to the land of the paganists.
Why?
Because just the same story that you are telling me now. When they say go preach to the unbelievers, because this disciple of God, he know that those people they are not willing to capture the message.
They are doing what?
He was sent to they are unwilling to hear the voice of God.
And Jonah hears the voice of God.
Yeah, but yeah, he
in his ears.
Yeah?
In his ears, he hears the word of God.
Yeah, he was a servant of God.
So he hears voices.
So he was told to go preach. Yeah, he was told to go preach to the unbelievers. And he was...
Who told him?
It's God.
God told Jonah to go and preach to the non-believers.
Yeah.
That what? That God exists.
Yeah, that God is that God is exist, and he know for sure that the unbelievers they are not willing to come forth.
Okay. I hear you. Yeah. But isn't the time of Jonah? Isn't the time of Jonah the introduction of God? Wasn't that his intro?
Come again?
Wasn't Jonah's time the introduction of God?
I don't know the time frame.
You don't know the time in which Jonah had to go and evangelize?
Yeah.
The pastor didn't tell you.
I missed that part. Well, I don't want to lie.
No. I hear you, and I'm not. I hear you, and I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to make it seem small. I'm trying to understand, right? Yeah. Because I'm asking logical questions. I'm asking questions that actually make sense. Because when you are at when you are at a point in time, like at a certain specific point in time, and something is being introduced, right? We market that product.
Yeah. Yeah.
We market that product because nobody knows about the product. So wouldn't we say Jonah going to evangelize to the people and speak about God is marketing God because it was the introduction of God?
Oh, yeah.
It was, right?
Yeah, I was okay.
So now, after how many years have we been living with God? Like a long time, right?
Yeah, a long time, yeah.
Do we think that it still applies to, like, does that evangelizing of Jonah still apply to us here that already know that God is there?
Yeah, but there are those unbelievers that don't believe in God.
But we know he's there. So isn't it just a choice?
Yeah. There are people, they know that God is there. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, back to your question, you said why we are not manufacturing more medication or what? I did not get that part.
I was actually talking about the three types of people. You know, there is the modern medicine person, and then there's the traditional practice person, and then there is the church person. The traditional practice person, right, believes in traditional medication.
Yeah.
So when their eyes are paining, they use aloe vera, you know. They don't go to the hospital because there is a herb and a root that can be put here and can be put there. And they also believe that the people from modern medicine have taken the plants, right? And manufactured this medicine, which is true, because modern medicine does come from plants, and it comes from roots and herbs and all of that. So that's what I was talking about. Mm-hmm.
And
I'm really just trying to understand why you wake up and you decide that you're going to go to church. You're going to go to church every single Sunday. You're going to go to all the fellowship meetings. You're going to go to every single thing that is happening in the church. I want to understand from you why.
I want to go inherit the kingdom of God.
You want to go and inherit the kingdom of God, but that's most your birthright as his child. You are bound to inherit because every child inherits from their father, and you are no different because you are in existence, right? Because you are in existence already, that shows that you are going to inherit from the kingdom of God.
Yeah, but I want to do away with the world things.
Okay, so you want to do away with the worldly things. How are you in that department? Are you doing well there at not sinning? Are you doing okay there?
Yeah, I'm doing, I can see there's progress.
There wasn't progress. Did you recently join your church, your congregation?
Come again?
Did you recently join your congregation?
Yeah. I just joined the last day.
Oh, you joined it last year?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. What were you going through before you joined?
My life is no more the same.
What were you going through before you you decided to go that side?
Exactly. Some of the questions, they are too personal.
So you went because of problems?
So you want me to expose myself or
what? My friend?
Yeah.
I'm just asking, my dear. I'm asking. Because I want to know. Because somebody
my life is not like your life. Your life is more of a sharing. Not like mine.
Oh, mine is an oversharing. The only reason I overshare, right?
Yeah.
The only reason I overshare is so that you, the outsider, right, can relate to me because I am as human as you are. The only reason you are here is because I've overshared. Imagine if I was just here, not oversharing. You know, you don't even listen to this program. You know, there's just nothing there for me. Now, because you know all my secrets. Yeah, you know, when matriarch was supposed to be first year,
Yeah.
It's because of this oversharing, right? That brings you here. So.
Yeah, but some of us, we don't like to open the can of worms.
Aww. Are you a liar?
No.
Oh, Bambujano. Ye popo kwa shiri, ukale. Ano otoka jule ke me urungepi. Eh? How are you going to eat urekes in a guru if you
I always make sure that I walk in the righteousness.
You walk in the righteousness by keeping secrets. I asked you a question and you decided not to answer it. So you are omitting.
Yeah,
you are omitting intentional omission.
No, it's not the intentional omission.
It's intentional if you're doing it knowingly.
No. That one is not in the intro.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I understand. It's absolutely okay. You know, it's a personal choice to share and to not share. It's okay. Yeah. Even though I condone you for it.
So I went. I went to church to go seek my deliverance.
To seek your deliverance because you were in a mess.
Yeah.
And now you are not in a mess anymore. Now you are living in a mansion with a Range Rover mouse.
I'm not in too materialistic thing.
You're not materialistic. That's good.
Yeah.
Did you get the iPhone back from the girl? You people forget that you tell me your things. I'm not materialistic. I'm not about that life. I'm like, man, ha, you, my friend.
Yeah, we want to live. To be like others, at the pace of others.
Okay. All right. So you went into the church to seek salvation, to seek comfort, and to have a sense of community.
Yeah, to have some sense of divine protection.
Divine protection.
Yeah.
Let's go there. Why do you need protection? So are you a criminal?
No, I used to work at the risky place. And the guys always intervene.
At a risky place.
Yeah.
Didn't you just wear your safety gear?
I always, sometimes we are just surviving because of the grace of God.
Okay. And you think he hasn't been protecting you ever since? Or who has been protecting you ever since you went to the church? So he's just not been doing anything in your life. Ever since he's been an absent father to you. He's not there. He's not there. He's not there protecting me. He's not there. So he's just been an absent father to you. Really?
Now,
are you calling God an absent father?
Yeah, me going to
church. On radio.
It's now for me to go glorify the name.
No, but you said you also needed protection.
What to be glorified?
Yeah, but you said you also needed protection. That's why you also went to the church, so that he can protect you. But he has been protecting you ever since the day you were born, huh? That's why you didn't die. You know, that's why nothing happened to you. You are a person that is learned. You are a person that has had a good life. So which kind of protection do you need? Protection times 10. You need him to come with all his guns. He was only protecting you with an AK that time. No, it's not even an AK, just a pistol. And now you want him to come with a bazooka and an AK.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Extra.
Yeah.
So you people just go to church to get extra favor from God, ne? You people.
Yeah, because
God is not even giving us attention anymore because you guys are just taking all the extra love that is supposed to be for all of us.
Yeah, you.
And then you're trying to convince us to come there so that he can also give us after you guys have eaten.
You believe in luck, as we believe in favor.
Who says I believe in luck? And even if I believed in luck, wouldn't it be God that gave me the luck?
Yeah, everything was created by God. And he said we are the good work of God.
We are.
Yeah, we are the good
work. Do you know that he carefully orchestrated everybody to perfection? Eh? Everyone is like, hey, this one must have a nose like this. Eh? This one... Like this. Everyone. Do you know how many people are on earth?
Yeah.
For a person that is a believer, right? Do you know how many people are on earth and nobody looks the same? No, even, nobody looks the same. Hmm? And then everybody here, even the twins, they're having their thing that is different.
Yeah, uniqueness.
Yeah. So he was not really doing the most. Yeah. He was just chilling.
Yeah. Yeah, but God, you remember God is the God of principle.
Okay.
Kalunga on land.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So he likes on land. He likes to...
Yeah. Okay.
I'm right. He likes order. Okay. And the revival churches, they have order.
Yeah, they have order.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm talking from experience.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't think that when people are falling, that's very orderful. I think like walking in a line, I feel like walking in a line, that's order, you know? Like everybody just being all over the place, like, that just doesn't resemble order.
You want to say, you want to tell me the trend or what?
I don't know. I just believe that you must at least know why you are there. Know why you are there. Know that you had a problem and you went to the church and the church fixed it.
What problem?
Because for you to just wake up and decide kuchanga anti kongereka. Yeah. Because I want to change my life. It's not because that's not what you said.
Because when we were young, we were just like babies. We were just fed with milk.
But even when we were older than milk, we were older. Yeah. Yeah, but we were still young. So, what is wrong with your traditional church?
There's nothing wrong with traditional church. God said
it just doesn't have music. Then why don't you go to how? You cannot tell me that. You cannot tell me there's nothing wrong with the traditional church. God is just everywhere. But yet you decided to divorce your church. Why?
It's not to say I divorced.
You divorced your church. You went to another church. There's nothing wrong with my church, but you went to another church. Why? If God is everywhere, he must also in your old congregation. Then why did you divorce that one?
I need transformation.
You need transformation and your other church cannot transform you. So there are just people that are not transformed in that congregation.
I need restoration.
You need restoration and that church cannot restore you.
It's not to say it are not...
Did you ask them?
Maybe
you people just divorce churches without giving them a chance. You didn't never even went to the pastor and say, "Kucha, I need revival." And then you've never asked your pastor, "Please revive me." You just decided, this pastor cannot do it.
Maybe I was too ambitious, man.
Yeah, you're not too ambitious. You just didn't give anybody a chance. How? It's like you didn't even ask the pastor, "Hello, can you revive me?" Didn't ask him, "Hello." Hello, can you redeem me? I need salvation. Your pastor would have said, "Kucha ya, he na tuenyu tare me hanga no tuimbeni imbirundi no." I'm trying to think of a song that can revive your spirit, but you didn't ask. You just decided that this church is not for you. Eh? You are going to a revival church. You want music. My nukaku am a piano. Ding 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 ding.
Yeah, we are praising God.
But also the songs that are sung in traditional churches are also praising God. Huh? Nyanyumo politandele, shiri wetu pesha mwana.
Bobby, they are now, identities, they are more conventional. Yeah. This one, they are more innovative.
So you guys just want to think that this is... Okay. Oh, so you guys want to go there for the party? No. Because the more we keep talking, eh, the more you are going towards partying. Eh? I just want to party. I just want to party, but party in a good way. Eh? I want to party without alcohol. Eh? I want to party without bad things. I just want to party. Eh? Chega. Eh? Jesus! Wow! Whoa! Yeah? Hallelujah! Yeah. Hallelujah! Say God bless your neighbor! God bless you, neighbor! I guess I just wanted a party, man. But okay. It's good to understand.
Yeah.
It's good to understand so that when people that don't understand why you do it come along, then at least you can give it a concrete answer. Because most, especially for those that are, actually most people that go to church don't know why they go to church. They don't give concrete and valid reasons as to why they go to church.
Yeah.
They all say things like, yeah, but I believe in God. That's why I have to go and serve my God. It's like, it's not an argument, Samantha. How?
Yeah.
Why are you answering me like that? How? And especially when it comes to the conversation of traditional churches and revival churches. We call them traditional churches because they've been around longer than the revival churches, just because of that. That is the reason I'm calling it the traditional church, right? Because they've been around longer than that one that I know of. It's not because it's more, because you guys have more answers for everything. And I just ask. Yeah, you guys are very eager to fight quickly. You guys are very aggressive. You guys are very aggressive. You must read in Luke chapter what? Eh? Don't turn around, otherwise you're going to turn to salt.
Hmm? Some of these things are very confidential.
It's not really about confidential, right? It is really just being honest. Because now you guys come off as aggressive, but for no reason. Now, even if you could convert me, right?
Yeah.
Even if you could really evangelize to me and really change my mind and really bring me to the church, even if it is not your church, right?
Yeah.
Now I'm not going to do it because you are aggressive. And you also don't know why you are in the church. Why are you in the church? You might tell me, my dear me, I was deeply depressed. I was deeply depressed. I was not getting out of bed for 2 months. Eh? I went to the psychologist, psychiatrist, I went to everybody, I went to the general practitioner, I went to everybody, everyone went to Onganga, my dear. Eh? And nobody was curing me. Then I decided why not try God? Then I went to church, and I'm telling you, in the first 2 days, ne, of me being there, there's something that's shifting my spirit, my sister. Eh?
Yeah.
My sister in Christ. Eh? There's something that's shifting my spirit. And I knew in that moment, because Sin you. Eh? Brenda Vassis, I knew in that moment, ne? Which I was home. There, ne? I can say, kucha, okay. Because me also, I've been feeling depressed lately, you know? So, maybe I should go and try that one because I was thinking of going to the hospital tomorrow, but maybe I should try this one also, you know? That's how we talk.
Yeah,
but you guys are so secretive about your things. It's just like it's like a rich person. You ask them, how did you get to the top? You know, you just work hard. Like, bruh, how am I working hard? Like, I've been working hard every day. I sleep 1 hour a day. Is that not hard work? How?
You work smart.
Eh, how do we work smart?
With methodology.
Blueprint, please. Okay. So you guys are also just like that. You guys are like Anange Shefa that made it. You guys are like Nageshivambia that made it, huh? You guys also just, I just had an urge to serve God. How? Why? You are a young person.
Yeah.
You are in the world. What makes you think that? What urge is this? When did this urge come? You must tell us, Kucha, one day I woke up, that side of Ochomise, naked, and I don't remember.
Yeah.
I had to walk all the way home to Dorado Park, and then I walked past my sister and my friends in the sitting room, naked, fully naked. That is when I knew, Kucha, I cannot keep living like this. You must tell us such things so that as we can relate. Then we can also remember the day that we woke up naked.
You want to relate to that again also.
Yes. So now you have a reason to also go to church. Now you're telling us that you just feel it when you feel it.
How? Oh, you want us to send the good presidency.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All
right, my friend. Thank you so much for participating tonight.
Yeah. Chop, chop.
Ciao, ciao. All right, ladies and gentlemen, good evening to you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about, I'm asking the question of why do you guys go to church? Why do you go to church? Why do people gravitate towards the church? Most people don't know why they gravitate towards the church. And we are here to hear from like people like the previous caller as to why he opted to go into the church, why he became saved, and why the traditional church was not a good fit for him, and why and how he found his good fit. You know, we're asking questions so that, you know, other people can also just comprehend, understand, listen. Ladies and gentlemen, the number in studio is 0832888401. I'm a very active person. So, yeah. All right. So, people are drawn to the church for various reasons. People go to the church for various reasons. Oh, before we get to why people go to the church, ne? Let's go to this one. Oh, you guys are giving me the compliments. Hello.
Queen Mother.
Yes, my dear.
How's your ugly self?
My dear, as gorgeous as ever, how is your beautiful self, my dear? Because as we are not returning evil with evil, it's a holy night.
Quit busting my bubbles.
You are my two-piecer. Why not?
Okay, cool.
What happened?
Nothing.
How are you?
Can't complain.
How was your day?
Slow as it can be.
How are your children?
I shifted them off to my grandmother.
Uh-huh. And how is grandmother?
I think they are being treated on the other side.
Uh-huh. How is the house by yourself?
Empty and big.
Ne? You miss them and you don't want to go and get them back because you seem like a bad parent.
Yeah.
Oh,
it will be so like desperate.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know. Like, they become a big part of your life, those ones, huh?
Yeah, I've realized that you'd be like walking around like a headless chicken, and then you'll be like, "Where is this person?" I've realized, no, we are growing old.
I'm telling you, talk about going to the shop. Can you really choose something for yourself? Really, you are going into the shop and you are just choosing something for yourself only.
This other day I went to it. I got from home at least to buy something for me.
Mm-hmm.
I wind up buying winter clothes for them.
Of course, because they were just so cheap, right?
Yeah.
Like a real parent.
Oh, I know. Like when I was little, all I ever wanted was to grow up.
Yeah. Another chair here.
I did not sign up for this.
Yeah. I think that people don't talk openly about adulting and how much of a trap it is. We think that adulting is just parties and sleeping late.
If only life comes with some manuscripts and everything and instructions, everything will be good.
It's true.
Yeah, but. Hey, living you learn.
You live and you learn, my dear. Do you go to church?
Yeah.
Which church do you go to?
My church is in Ngela, but then we go to this one in Ndangwa as well.
Okay. Is it traditional or new?
Traditional.
Why?
Seriously, to a certain extent, I think there's a lot of noise in my brains already. No, seriously.
I just want something quiet.
No, like I don't blame anybody choosing their religion or whatsoever.
Yeah.
I like my churches quiet, and then I tune into my godly emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I tune into my own horn. Like, I like it that way.
I hear you.
And then we sing with one voice, we sing together.
I know. You like uniform. If we are singing, we sing with one voice. Yeah. Nobody's playing an instrument anyway. If it's an instrument, it's one instrument. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, no, I'm old school. I love the wind in my hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm going to stick with that. Like if my daughter wants to go and to worship some other churches, I don't have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
The love is at home. It's not out there. Salvation is personal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you want to go there? Be my guest. And then for as long as when you come home, you don't come disturb us with your long prayers and everything.
But what if I do come home and then I'm giving long prayers and I'm spraying the whole house holy water and all of that? No.
Pray your part and then leave us alone.
Yeah, but why can't I pray loud? It's the demon that is making you not want me to pray loud.
Pray loud. Make it short, please. We need to pray as well on our side.
All right, my friend, just hold the line, okay?
Okay.
Tired of being stuck in queues or left on hold? Our online sign-up lets you get the connection you need in just a few minutes. Simply head to paratus.africa/Namibia and press the online sign-up button. Then choose from our exciting ranges of fiber, Sky-Fi, or mobile LTE products. Fill in the application form and you're already done. Of course, you'll also enjoy free installation on your new package. Sign up online today to enjoy effortless connectivity.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. I am joined by the oh-so-amazing Tate Two-Piece. It is the introduction. It is the introduction. Mm-hmm.
Not with you, it's with you.
Eh.
No.
Eh, so you want to be called what?
We grew out of that already.
Did they?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, so now they call you what? Dad?
Yeah.
So now I must also just call you Dad.
This other time, when I returned from Grant's.
Yeah.
And then Grant's, she gave us a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to cook for them now.
Of course.
And then they would be like, no, you're not eating it. It's from Grandma.
How?
Oh, okay, cool. No problem.
Eat.
So my youngest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, tahupagir, unhoka wuhar.
I'm sitting outside and then they are inside eating.
Mm-hmm.
I just heard the scream, which wow, mommy so tanumongok.
What it andili? If I was there, I would have been the government, right?
If you were there, you
would have been the government. But then now they already excluded you. So that is what happens when you live in an ungoverned society.
I'm being bullied by my own kids.
It happens. It's a nice thing, Ankwetu. It's better to be bullied by them than to be bullied by the world.
So tell me, what are your thoughts? Why do you think people gravitate towards church, be it traditional or revival?
Like, I don't have a straight answer per se.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think people go there thinking that with their deep wounds, and then going there, it will numb the pain.
Mm.
Especially with the revivals. I see a lot of people going there with their mountains of problems.
Mm.
And then they think that going there, it will eventually numb the pain, and then you find a way to put one foot in front of the other and then continue living.
Mm.
Yeah.
Does it not numb the pain, though?
It's more like going to a therapist, right?
Mm.
The whole time you are there, you feel good. But then the rest of the time, you are on your own.
Mm.
Yeah.
But that's why they become drawn to the Bible, because that's a sense of closeness, yes?
Yeah, and then they detach
from the world.
From the world outside.
Mm. Because then the Bible gives comfort, and it is the substitute for the Sunday session.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Because one thing that I've also picked up on, especially when it comes to revival churches, it's congregation, especially for new members. You know, with the old members, right? They become comfortable within their religion. They become comfortable within their church and their congregation. They become comfortable. Then they have a sense of normalcy that comes along. But for the newbies, right? For the new ones, I feel there's a lot of confusion there, because they are drawn to the church to numb the pain, like you said, and also to get rid of what they assume to be dirty. So they spend a lot of time trying to dip themselves into the holy water and trying to wash themselves and rid themselves of the sin. And this in itself also creates a mental instability on its own, because now you are so caught up within trying to get clean, you become obsessed with it. And now you are reading the Bible day in, day out, all the time. You are not going to work anymore. You're not going to school anymore. You don't have a social life anymore. You don't have friends anymore. Everybody becomes a demon. Your family becomes a demon, because they are worried about you, and they are talking to you about, like, yo, man, Kandali, yeah, you are reading the Bible 10 times a day. Like, that's all you do. Like, are you not going to work? Are you not going to church? Are you, or somewhere? Like, you don't have another life apart from this. And I think it is something that comes from a sense of desperation and in wanting to become clean now. So I would say that most of them don't even make it past the first year of joining the congregation, because they are in the congregation out of desperation.
Yeah.
And they can't see the sense of revival and salvation and redemption, because it is a matter of get me clean now.
Yeah, right.
Solve my problem now. Yeah. Oh.
I think people want to get healed quick.
Mm.
That's not how it works.
Mm.
I think there's somebody who is always smarter than me used to tell me that solitude, right,
mm-hmm.
can be a blessing in disguise.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because even then, Jesus needed solitude. Yes,
yeah.
Jesus needed solitude to go and pray the time before he got crucified. So he went into the mountains, you know, and this is a person that is constantly followed by the crowd, the disciples, the who's, because he's the miracle worker. But if that type of person needs solitude, then who are we?
Like, there are times, difficult times you need to go them through alone.
Yeah.
Because those are the times that make you wise, mature and fearless to a certain extent, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. But people are so like, they want to be around the crowded places, and then so maybe they think they will heal. Like, you need to be alone. Trust me. Connect to yourself. Once you are connected to yourself, and then you figure things out through at a slower pace without making errors of judgment. Because, like, if you are clouded, it's like a bandage for your wounds, right?
Yeah.
But then you don't know how to be yourself when you are alone anymore.
Yeah, and also with bandages, right? You can slap a bandage over it, but if the wound is septic, it's septic. So it just keeps being infected under that bandage that you think is solving everything.
Yeah.
Then what happens to the people that are in the traditional churches? Because I feel like we have the people of the revival churches somewhat figured out to some extent, because we are basing our observations from our opinions as well, right? This is not a fact. They do it differently, right? But with traditional churches, many people say that they gravitate from the traditional churches towards the Pentecostal churches or the revival churches because there is no love within the traditional churches. There's no love, there's no camaraderie, and there's no one-on-one sense of acknowledgement of existence or love. Right? From the congregation. It's more of you go to church, you sit by yourself, and after that you step out and you can spend years, right, without knowing who is in your congregation because it's so cold. People say that they move from the traditional churches because the traditional churches are cold. They don't have a sense of belonging or community.
I believe so.
Mm.
I believe so. Like, they can be at times too judgmental as well.
Mm-hmm.
You go there and then you'll be like, why are you wearing like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, why are you wearing that in the first place? Like, is he a church? So is it a fashion show or is it a church?
You'll be judged, especially by the aunties there. And with the male ones, we don't really care about what you wear or anything, for as long as you present yourself before the Lord.
Mm.
Yeah.
And with counsel, because if we are a troubled people, right? We need a sense of community. We need a sense of togetherness, and we need a place where we can somewhat go and drop our bags and our baggage, and we will be heard and we will be understood and we will be nurtured back to health, right?
Yeah.
But within the traditional churches, there is a sense of stigma. There's a sense of judgment. There is a sense of opunanga. You know,
yeah,
and like, they don't really care for their congregation. Now, could we say that the traditional churches are the ones that are pushing away their congregation members?
I think so as well, because if you go to church, mostly,
mm-hmm.
There's a saying about my mother used to say that what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and then lose his soul?
Mm.
Yeah. That was supposed to be our safe haven.
Yeah.
Somewhere, a place where love and feeling good don't really cause a thing. But then when you go there and then you look at the judgmental and everything, you retort towards the new churches or revival or
mm-hmm.
anything.
Because they welcome you with open arms.
Obviously.
Mm.
And some they they made it so like a milking cow now, like they want to get rich quick.
Mm-hmm. Which ones now? Both the parties? The revival. Yeah. Mm. Okay. But even with traditional churches get a lot of funding.
Yet they don't give out anything.
Yeah, they don't give out anything. You never hear that they are having a drive-through or soup kitchen or what. Not at church, but to the community, because the church is obviously in the community most.
Every Sunday you must go, you must send in your blessings.
Of course. Tithe. Of course. Mongaro. You know how many of us go and borrow money to give Mongaro?
Yeah.
That $2. Eh? They even told us they don't want $2 anymore.
Yeah.
We must start with paper money, apparently. We are working.
I know of a church that when I think it was back in the day, 2012, 2013, mm-hmm. somewhere there.
Mm-hmm.
I went there and then they say, today we are not accepting coins.
How? People are tired. You guys are showing up with BMWs and Mercedes outside and you guys are giving $14, eh, in coins, the ones that are left over from the parking of last week.
So imagine this is one of these churches in Windhoek, and then they'll be like, no, we this Sunday we are not accepting coins anymore.
And they must give us a timetable of when they're accepting coins so we come on those Sundays. How? This Sunday. And next Sunday, can I come then?
Yeah, I think so. So you'll be left. Because you have coins, you'll be left in the...
You'll be left outside, my dear. Kucha. I know. I'll just take a seat, my dear. Because me, I only brought coins. Now, if you brought $100 worth of coins, they'll not accept them.
Is it a problem that I don't give any offering for that particular Sunday and then just be left in the...
The church must also has to make profit most.
Mm-hmm.
They have to pay the pastor. Eh? They have to pay kapatashu. Mm-hmm. They have to pay most. The security guard that is also guarding the church because people vandalize churches. So. They need money. The church also needs money. The church is a business just like anything else. It's only that they work for God. And their God doesn't have money. Not like that, man. Doesn't have tangible cash in an account. So, he has money. You guys are his money. It's not like saying, So... It is like that, my friend. Thank you so much.
Forever and a day.
Forever and a day. I love you forever.
Bye now.
Ciao, ciao.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, we are asking why? Why are you in the church? Why do people go to church? Why do people gravitate towards the church? When does this happen? Do you guys only remember God when you guys are going through the motions? My boyfriend left me. Let me start going to church. I'm going to be born again now. How? But when you guys were doing pata-pata, you guys were not remembering God now. And also, does God stand in the room when you guys are doing pata-pata? I'm just asking. I'm just asking, right? All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, there are various reasons as to why we go to church. Clearly, from all our callers, the number in studio is 0832-888-401. That is the number in studio in case you would like to come through and participate in our conversation this evening. Now, we spoke about the different types of people. We've got the modern medicine person, the person that likes medication, the person that likes everything that comes out of a bottle, everything that is bought in a pharmacy, everything that comes from a hospital. They like that. They trust that. That is who they are. Then you find the onganga person, the herbalist, the naturalist, the hoo-hoos. They like ground things, you know. They like things that they have to go and wash. They like things that they have to go and babeka. They like things that is medicinal, you know. It's not medication. It's not medicine. It's medicinal. There are medicinal properties within this potato. They like things like that. Those are the traditional practices types of people. Then we have the church bodies. The church people are the ones that believe everything can be cured by the church. So you are going through depression, the church. You were sexually violated, the church. You were
the church. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing, Pops?
Very much.
Very much well, oh?
Yeah, very much well.
Okay, did you go to church yesterday? Why? Why is Kunangadu Kongereka? Why?
Pastor, they are telling lies.
Pastor are telling lies. Was your pastor telling you lies? How do you know? It must not all of them.
It's a lot.
It must not all of them. How?
Even the old church, they are acting the same way.
But no, man. I was like, no. They're nice people.
They're nice people?
Yeah, man.
They
sold people's houses. Like, bro. Kuno Henda, bro.
Give a church. Give whatever. It's just a change from the form of doing things. Now,
salvation. Offering.
Offering. So, Metrek, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
But you guys are not doing justice to us, man.
What happened?
Brother.
You came to complain also?
Data to put on,
Oh, okay.
But
we are big now. We must have Wi-Fi apparatus.
It's become with a cost, that's the problem now. And you guys are having too many holidays, you see.
But at least as we are not on holiday.
The moment you are trying to breathe, the kids are coming home. Let's talk about that one. I'm telling you.
Hey, just the minute you're trying to breathe, the kids are back. Mommy?
They're back.
Mommy? Mommy? Like how, guys, how? No. Give mommy a break. Yeah, mommy loves you. Give mommy a break.
Guys. Let our government take care of you, man. For a while, man.
Guys, no, man. Change, man.
Now, what is your topic today?
Today we are asking...
But now, when I come to... You know this is Korea Hub.
Yeah, the network.
And that's not the thing which you are talking about every day. You try to make a what smart city. Not from where you are staying,
People
are not connected. It's a blunder after blunder, my friend.
But it will get better. Let's be optimistic tonight. We're talking about why people gravitate towards the church. So why do you go to church when you go to church?
It's a belief we grow up with. That once you are together, come, and you are playing all together, your question to be answered.
How? So you go to church so that God can answer your question, the things that you are asking him, because you are praying together.
Exactly. And Jesus will come anytime.
And Jesus...
Our forefather did die waiting for
Jesus to come back. And was he not supposed to come back in 2012 when the world was ending? 12 of the 12 of the 12. Yeah?
12 of 12.
And half it is 666. The number of the beast, what?
That one.
That one is propaganda.
We South Africa, we don't like to read. That's the problem.
The Bible
is explaining everything, but we still in our way. Papa is replacing Jesus.
Yeah, because I don't understand why the pastor must pray for you when God is your father also.
Eh.
Eh. Like, is he more the son of God than you? No, him, he's anointed. I know who told you he's anointed. Were you there at his anointment?
It's a man of God.
How do you know? Are you not a child of God?
You grow up with this guy, you know how what his life.
Oh.
How it started, and then now you are telling me, it's a papa. Then everybody
knows. Mungu akaruka kale ke no meho, no meho omta.
Like how? Yo.
Ha. Ha.
Yeah, the guy you can see far.
He depo, wambule tu. Yeah.
And the thing is, when you challenge them, can you play for my person who's in the hospital? Don't go there.
I don't know. Do they bury people?
They will tell you I'll play in the phone. But you know, the thing of people, they don't realize that when you believe something to happen,
it will happen. Exactly. It's called the placebo. Yeah, it's a placebo. Oh, yes. You know, if you give a child that is not feeling well, ne? A white pill like this. This pill can be a Panado. It can even be a Tic Tac. The fact that, exactly. Sometimes we have to heal ourselves, and then somebody just has to tell us that they are healing us.
They're saving you.
They're saving you because you need saving.
Yeah. It's a problem, friend.
It is.
I'm telling you, and a lot of us, we don't realize that, you know, the thing which we are having, like the heart, the one who's commanding you everything. And when you believe that something can happen in yourself, it can happen.
Yeah.
When you know that you are doubting yourself, then it's doubting to continue. That is how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But most of us, we are like, if I didn't go to church today, the devil of Mandumi will come and attack me.
And how special are you, Ne? That devils of Mandumi are just following you.
Following you,
Hey, what did you do? Because I also believe, right? 90% of the time, people don't just want to live with their bad choices. We don't want to live with our bad choices. We don't want to live with the fact that, somewhere, somehow, there was something that was wrong and we were the cause of it. And then these are the consequences of whatever was done.
Exactly.
Now, we want to go to the church to go and be cured from HIV that we got from sleeping around.
That we got from sleeping around.
Like, but we already got free will. Free will is most now the ability to choose which side we are going.
You end up giving, if you are in the medication, then you believe that I'll give up the medication. Then you end up dying.
That is the same, you know, Ne? There are three types of people in the world. There are the medicine people, modern medicine. They like koshpangero. They believe in the pharmacy, they believe in everything medicine. Then there are the traditional people that believe in ihempa. And then there are the church people that believe in God. My problem, is not the medicine people. The medicine people, I have no problem with them. Me, I have a problem with the church people and Ongang. These two. I have a problem with these two, Shashino. The church is telling you that you must give up everything and just believe in God. Only. Even if you go in there, even if you go in the pastor's car, there's a Panado now. How? But he's telling you, you must drink water and fast. Those are the church people. And then also the traditional medicine people, ne? The traditional medicine people are watching you with a plastic, ne, for your cancer. And they are saying, kuchini mai, ini mai, ini mai, tamburi hempai. Now you stop your cancer medication to go and be drinking herbs. How?
Taking the biggest.
How much
you reach, but if you look at the person who is making you reach, It doesn't even, it cannot even wear a shoe.
Apparently with that.
It cannot even afford.
You know, G. Gabriela, I had a friend of mine here, and she is a spiritual guide. She's a light worker. She's on ganga.
Yeah, on ganga. Yeah.
May I ask that question, my dear? Kucha, how can you give me riches when you are living in the slums?
Yeah, this way.
She said that it's because some traditional healers, right?
Yeah.
They already have everything that they want. They don't need riches. Like for them, Nani, there are other realms, there are other lives, there are other dimensions. Kanti, this person, has everything they want in the next dimension, which is maybe power, which is maybe the ability to see further, whether it's maybe because we are all different and we want different things, Andishi.
Yeah.
So that is why some of them, they are living in what we call deep poverty. But they are so happy because maybe they have ombirioko mwenyo nando or something like that.
Things you cannot see.
Yeah, things that we can see because as we are there for manimos.
Yeah,
that's so 20 in year almost. So we're like, ah, yeah. You can do the pushy machine of shakaka. So basically it is just the same theory as everybody wants what they want and everybody goes for what they want. So that is why some traditional healers, ne, look the way they look and they are absolutely happy and content because what they want is not something that we could ever understand us. And then you find the South African ones, the Gogo Mawenis, Range Rover, those ones they can motivate you really.
Why are you talking about South African? Just talk about what Mgare.
No.
The guy was doing a hammer.
He was driving
a hammer.
And then
I'm telling you.
I know Jitai Olo Nero background of Opimbwale, but he's relative.
The people who used to attend, isn't it?
Is Mbwale a pastor?
A politician.
Mbwale is a pastor.
Mbwale, okunu tenda wa no toka membe tomo. It's only women around.
What's that?
And anything can happen.
Anything can happen, Shashi. The spirit is saying I must enter you, but I can only enter you, no she tools Ashoku entering.
Just imagine what wrong can you remember? Why would you complain?
Oh my god. You people. And I don't know kucho ya rombo rashike, but they all look the same.
Aish, not that no guy no. We get deceived the way because we don't like tourists. Michael said, and they always ne the way I'm seeing that.
But it's out of desperation. If you're desperate, do you really have time to wait?
Me bra, don't be desperate too much, man. You must think about.
But we're desperate.
Having that integrity and the moral.
I don't have. Men of God said I must stand around.
No, man. Those things are some of us who like money. We want to go for more.
Those types of things happen to you when you like things also. Shashino, where is it going to find you that doesn't like things? Who's going to call you and offer you kucha? Tete G, just bend over. Take away the pen. bend over. Tete G, bend over. Open the kukusonza. Now your colon is so confused, because and what is something coming in, like because we are an exit.
Even if we don't need drink, man, I can't stand it. You can't even put it here in the my shoulder. Ah, no, I want your buttocks. Ah, guys, man, no man.
But I think it's desperation, man. Like, desperation is going to kill us one day. How?
It is.
Yeah.
Because look, man, matriarchy, the way I'm looking, even the church, they are deceiving the women. You know, women are the mostly one affected.
I don't know what is wrong with women. I don't understand how you can go to church with a pendy and come back without a pendy and you left it with the pastor and you think it's okay.
Then the government is praying for it. Then
why is he praying for it?
One time in the future.
Has a colu too.
What happened to that pendy? Yeah, man. It's what I'm telling you.
Shimashika, Shina, no juice.
Metriaga.
So the parapendy, South Africa.
We start from the Bible.
Laila.
Exactly. What happened to Lotto? It's not the same story.
His wife must stand around and tend to salt
It is start from there. Then we go to the garden. It is start from there.
But we don't know where Adam was. Where was Adam, you know, then when Eve was being... Where was Adam? Like, how do you just... You know that there's a snake here that can persuade your woman to do something. And you are just running around in the garden.
He was doing his job.
What is his job?
He's to clean the garden and look
after... He was cleaning the garden.
Then after I come...
And the woman was where now? They live alone in the garden. Why are they not doing things together?
Mm-mm.
So they don't have couple goals, this Adam and Eve or what?
No, the couple of today, they are different from the one we have even with our forefathers. Because our forefathers, they don't go to chill with their women. But today, we drink the castillo after we
together. As we are very considerate, doesn't go down like that. As we are very considerate, can I come in, man? Tara, look.
You are the one who start first. You know that.
Tara, when we are coming on our way home, we will pass through the drive-through, man. Tara, we will pass through the drive-through. I know we are both hungry.
Yeah.
Nobody is going to be asking anybody for food at home. We will pick up the food. There's somebody else that cooks.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, so we don't have those kinds of arguments.
And then you call it a life, that's what.
Which one is a life? And nyomuhorari ni mayonkuru yonare, but you guys don't have the same values as us and
nyomuhoru yonare.
You don't.
You guys are the one making us to lose our value because
you people blame women for everything.
Starting from the salary.
The manhood goes is a woman. Ha. Madodengo like crazy.
Yeah.
Aye, the manhood goes is a woman. Hi. How? Like crazy, and you are saying that it will not go. Tashi.
How many men they are presenting us in the parliament now?
And when you guys were being represented by many, many men and nothing was changing, I give women a chance. Nothing changed.
Telling the truth, I think history teaches a lot, man. But we don't like it, but it's a fact. Look, we are here fighting for what? Human rights. Including even the gay and the lesbian. Okay? It's okay. We are fine with it.
Okay? Are you really?
We look at the boy child. I know I'm just talking in general. Hey, boy child, what does the organization, which organization it belong to?
Why are you not starting it?
Oh, bravo.
Everything is possible. Tameka Joy, where's yours? Just start yours. The boys' club. But there is a boys' club. There's a boys' club in Dongaruk. There's a boys' club.
I have something like that.
Yes, there's a boys' club in Dongaruk where they accept boys from the age of 7 all the way until maybe like 18 or something like that, where they are basically doing boy things.
That is what we need it.
But you guys don't want that one.
No.
Mwahari ni mayoko ndoropa. Yes. Mwahari ni mayoko ndoropa. Ini mayoko rupandi na mikha.
That is possible. Nobody's interested in them. Whatever.
Yeah.
That's why I thought that it's not really that. It exists.
No, it's not that. It's more about you people are not looking for the things that you are saying. You are looking for, you would rather have the things fall on your lap. Shashino, if you just, you guys can Google Arsenal and Liverpool and Manchester. You guys can Google who won what, and which player is getting how much. You guys can Google all those things. But I've never seen that you are on your phone there Googling a gentleman's club or a boys' organization in Namibia. Never. How are you supposed to know it exists if you're not searching for it? You don't have interest in it. You are just mad that it's just something to talk about, but it's not something that you are seeking for. Like wholeheartedly seeking for. Just the same way when you are looking for schools for your children. Yeah? You really look for schools for your children.
That's a pretty
time. Yes.
Even you, by foot, my friend, you become
exactly.
A foot soldier.
Eh? You foot become soldier. A foot soldier. You are looking for school, my dear. Hello, Mr. Principal, my name is. Eh? I need to get a space here for my child. You guys look. You look for the school. But then when it comes to issues of society.
For you to be even accepted, you must wear your shirt and everything. You look professional. When you go, David, you know these newcomer teachers, they are also looking for married moves. You remove your ring. But some of us, Where's your father? This is my mother. Oh.
I thought. Where? At home.
Is your father? I know. Is your father not living alone now?
Yeah, is he not a bachelor?
Don't lie now. Don't lie.
Taking care of his kids by himself. I live with my sister. I live with my sister and my kids.
The school are expensive, man. I think the government will do.
What's that? Waneta TG, thank you so much.
Okay, sharp, man.
Ciao.
Mwah, but with fixing it on the man, but man,
frequency, don't worry. Working on it.
One day we wake up, then I'm demonstrating this.
You must. Let's protest, my dear. I must say, yeah, we want our frequency, guys.
Yeah, I want my frequency.
But we are working on it.
I will not go anyway until you bring it. I think the plan will make that. Then I will go.
Tata kuta burugara. Kuchu okay. Hi Uncle G. Sorry. We are going to the office, my dear. Bueno, kaplaka tako eh. All right, Uncle G. Thank you so much.
Okay, sharp.
Ciao.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. We have established that there are three kinds of people, and we are now moving on to why. Part of the reasons that people gravitate towards the church, right? Regardless of it being a traditional or it being a Pentecostal or revival, is the sense of community and belonging. Good evening.
Good evening, the Matrix.
Good evening, love of the nation. How you doing?
I am awesome. Thank you. How is the evening?
The evening is so splendid.
Thank you for here.
Wonderful.
Highly appreciation due to your unwavering commitment and dedication. Now everything is on the right track.
Hila.
I am happy. My frequency is fully. For prolonged, we sound reason from Eagle FM.
Wazala.
I was in a challenging situation.
Waza.
Because Eagle FM, it is my panacea.
Oh.
Psychosocial panacea. It's my best radio station.
As a blifto.
It is my psychological support radio station.
Oh, yeah, man.
It was too long, prolonged without listening.
Oh, hella.
How I am a happy Namibian.
Oh, in our country. Shilongo te shilwila man.
Om te kuru watate kuru itamaroge kanjo onsama na karamondoga. Now I am feeling good.
Waza, even nicer. Nati, congratulations to your frequency, and, please.
Om te kuru wetenda fure. Before I'm not going into the topic,
yeah.
Let me start like this. Koreka eitaroryanje ngwekaru ngakanje ndikara rushendapama menkondo zeitaro ndipange Erwe kondepo, yefupi piko, ndikamo no shishani, oshesi ndano, ndikamo no shishani, oshesi ndano. All right.
Thank you so much.
Let us go into a topic. Why people gravitation to the church?
Yes. The way you were now, Coradio, you're embarrassed.
Long time without listening, I was seriously paying attention.
What's that?
Because it was too long. All right. When we are talking about the church, we are not listening or to the name of the denomination, but the church in general, the church is one.
Uh-huh.
The set of principles,
mm-hmm,
where people who are called as believer in God,
mm-hmm,
they have to gather,
mm-hmm,
educate each other about matter related to religious,
mm-hmm,
practice matter related to religious, comfort each other through the name of God,
mm-hmm.
and all other things related to religious. That mm-hmm. is what we call a church, a set of principles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you go to church?
Yes.
Why?
I have to go to the church
mm-hmm.
to join mm-hmm. my fellow believers
mm-hmm.
to stay together for a moment so that we can practice together matter related to religious and comfort each other through the name of God.
Mm.
Our Savior and our Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Again?
No. Okay, so what type of church do you go to? Revival or traditional? And why?
Me, I used to go.
Mm.
Okay, now make your question clear.
Okay.
Revival
church is Oshiveva. Traditional church is Elsin, Catholic, Lutheran.
Mm-hmm. Traditional church.
Yeah, traditional church is this one. Mbano ya ninga kwe thimbo.
Okay, traditional
yeah.
church
mm.
is where I used to go.
Why?
Why?
Why traditional?
Because it is the education which I receive about matter related to religious.
Mm-hmm.
There is no somewhere I receive such an education when it comes on religious matter.
Did you ever try another church?
No.
Why?
I cannot lie. I did not lie.
Why?
I have where to go so that I can praise my Lord. Why have to go to other places?
Mm-hmm. So if you go to another town,
if it is the Bible or what, me I can able to lead through the verse on myself. I cannot mm-hmm. only wait or wait for someone to read on my behalf.
Mm-hmm.
I used to read there and understand
mm-hmm.
what people. What God is all about? What is the creation all about? What is there?
Mm.
So that I cannot end up being misled by others through the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. So, what have you heard about other churches? The good and the bad.
But you want me to
tell me, my dear.
Others they are going to be discouraged. No, I don't want to discourage anyone here.
No, it's not discouragement. You are just telling us your experience, my dear. You are just telling us what you heard, my dear. Turombera yakucho uvushkewa. Nenge wa monashiki.
Some are wrongly influenced
mm.
through the name of God, but people are just looking for other benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Like what? What are the benefits?
Like, you know that in life, people, we have got various challenges.
Mm.
Even if some of the challenges are not being able to cure at such churches,
mm.
people are just being influenced that, come join us. We mm. can cure this and this and this,
mm-hmm.
but some of the situations or problems never ever being
you what, it's such a place that is a totally misleading. It is not a total misleading for someone to get benefit through the name of the Lord.
Mm.
Yeah. But if the people are just educating each other about matters related to religious, that's just doing a good job.
Mm.
It doesn't matter with the name of the denomination.
Okay.
As long as people are educating each other on matter related to religious, but it is in a peaceful that can others will get what they are really needed.
Mm-hmm.
Must be taught about how God he is himself.
And how is God himself, Anne?
Hmm?
How is God? From your experience, Anne?
Omnipresent, omniscient.
Okay.
Spiritually omnipresent, omniscient.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So he's everywhere and he's nowhere.
Except in the dome.
Uh-huh.
God will never stay in the dome.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you agree to be spread with your dome,
mm-hmm.
that God never, you will never found God in the dome.
Mm-hmm.
But what is important, let us take each situation,
mm-hmm.
matters where they're supposed to be taken.
Mm-hmm.
If it is for the hospital, let us take it to the hospital.
Mm. Now, how do we differentiate between matters of the hospital and matters of the church and matters of anything else?
I'm coming.
Okay.
If it is matters for spiritual and related to the church, let us take it to the church.
Mm-hmm.
If it is matters related to traditional, let us take it to traditional and get it cured.
Mm.
All right. Okay. And your question.
How do we know when something is a matter for tradition, and how do we know when a matter is for medicine? How do we know the difference?
Well, on other hand, you find yourself, you are just lack of peace-free at heart.
Mm-hmm.
Then you are thinking like, maybe I need a iPhone. You got an iPhone.
I can't hear you nicely. I think you moved a little bit.
And sometimes you find yourself.
I can hear you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you find yourself.
Yeah.
Lacking peace-free at heart.
Mm.
Then you think like, maybe I need the iPhone so that I can
feel better. It. Yeah. You are correct.
You get an iPhone, still you are lacking peace. Mm. You think, maybe I have to drink a nice drink so that I can feel peace. You drink.
Mm-hmm.
You are lacking of peace at your heart.
Mm.
You think I need to eat nice food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You eat it, especially not chicken, you feel very bad. Then love of the nation come to you.
Mm-hmm.
He puts just a little bit of jokes. You start laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you your heart is turned to the normal position.
Yes.
Or you go to the church, then people start to thinking some of the intellect is sunk. Then when you start to think a song, your heart starts feeling much, 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 much happier.
Mm.
That is a spiritual cure.
Uh-huh.
You really need to be cured spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Then we come to the hospitals, what to be cured at the hospitals.
Mm.
Let me give you an example of the gout.
Yeah.
You had the gout.
Mm.
Then you quickly rush to the church. I am weak.
Mm.
I think someone inserted a demon in me.
Mm.
Even if the pastor preaching loudly, come out demon. Come out demon. The girl will just continue as it is.
Yeah.
Until you go to the hospital,
mm-hmm.
then the doctor examine you,
mm-hmm.
then you start to be cured.
Yes.
That is the solution for the hospital.
Mm.
Then we move on traditional.
Yeah.
Let me give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
You give your birth
mm-hmm.
to the twins.
Yeah,
a pach.
Mm-hmm.
There is a peaceful or a law already. And it is true that after for a certain period,
mm.
you have to go traditional
mm.
and get cured.
Mm.
If it is not done,
mm-hmm.
you are going to swell, particularly your sexual organs are going to swell.
They are going to swell if you give birth to twins. But explain that one to us quickly, man. So, people, what happens?
I did not finish.
Ewa.
If you are not cured traditionally, then you went in bed with a man.
Mm-hmm.
He also going to swell. Sexually, organs are going to swell, which will lead into death. If you go to
quickly stand at one place, we cannot hear you nicely.
You will never be cured. You will never be cured. I'm telling you the reality.
Okay.
Even if you go to the hospital with such a problem, you will never be cured. Even if you go to the church, there's some of demon.
Mm-hmm.
My friend, you're wasting your time. I'm telling you the reality.
Mm.
Okay, ask me.
Okay, so what happens when you give birth to twins? You have to go and get washed.
Yes.
Why?
Hmm?
Why?
So that you can be prevented from being swell. Naturally swell. Naturally gravitations are already there. Due to the creature.
Okay, so you swell because it was twins.
Even we are scientific.
Oh, so you swell because you had twins.
Yes, there is a certain naturally gravitation already.
Uh-huh. Because you gave birth twice.
Yes.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yes. Thus, you find people are swelling even the length, the feet, and other sexual organs.
Mm-hmm.
If you did not denatured, even later on, even your stomach will be empty, burst. Then you go die to the Lord.
Mm. It's hectic there.
I'm telling you, my dear. everything have where to be cured, have where to, every situation have where to be found with its solution.
Yeah.
Let us take matter where we have to find its solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Let us not only rush to to a place where you are not being cured.
Mm.
Yeah, so that you can get a relevant assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Let me keep on tune. I'm seriously listening.
I can feel it's a long time
without listening.
Please, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Demetriek.
You're welcome, my dear.
I'm very much happy.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay.
Ciao.
Let me keep you in tune.
All right,
ladies and gentlemen, good evening to you. This is Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, the conversation that we're having today is, why do people gravitate towards the church? So I'm basically asking questions around the gravitation towards the church. Why do you go to church? What is in the church for you? How did you start just going to church? And in terms of the traditional churches and the Pentecostal churches, or the traditional churches and the revival churches, right? There are different interests, there are different situations, and we are getting to know them. But we do have a basic guide or a basic blueprint on why people go to church. So now we're going to start with our basic understanding of why people go to church and why people gravitate towards the church in layman's terms. So before we get to that, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a quick breather. It's when Pip Hindi. I always wanted to say that. Let's take a quick break and I will be right back.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Olium nangeshifa noahara kushivifa oma kuroe kupitira mohorike radio station awayo Eagle FM. Enya mukuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi kono rahitatu imwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe nohamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa kono rahitatu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
It's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, today we're talking about the reasons that people gravitate towards the church. And we were asking you the question, you the audience, the question. And if you would still like to answer this question and tell us more about why you gravitate towards the church and why you gravitate towards the church, the number in studio is 083-288-401. That is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. So, number one of the reasons that is said that people gravitate towards church. Now, in general, right, people are drawn to church for a variety of reasons, including a sense of community, belonging, and spiritual comfort. This is what a church society or a church community represents for many people. They look for a sense of belonging. They look for a sense of community, and they also look for spiritual comfort. Now, it doesn't mean that you are in distress when you're looking for comfort. It's more like a soothing mechanism. It's like having an elder, you know, to tell you that you're going to be okay. Or it's like a reassurance in a sense of you are on the right path, or whatever form of comfort that you might find in the church. That is exactly what it is. Now, if you find any of these emotions, you know, a sense of my church community, I believe like this is my community, or I belong here, or I find spiritual comfort or comfort in any way, then yes, that is why. That is your answer, basically. When somebody asks you, why are you in the church? Why do you go to church? That is your answer. Okay? From now on, that is your answer. That is what your answer should say. Your answer should say that my church serves as a community for me. Yeah? I feel like my church serves as a community for me. I have a sense of belonging in my church, and also I have spiritual comfort and general comfort when it comes to my church. That is why I'm in the church. These other reasons that we are giving, they are valid, but I feel like they don't give you an answer that doesn't have a question that lingers behind it. I'm giving this conversation, or I'm talking about this today, because I feel that many people don't actually believe, or many people don't actually know that this is why they go to church. They just go to church because of whatever reasons they went to church, but they don't see the holistic view of what is happening. It is not wrong for you to go to church. It is not wrong to be in the church. It is not wrong for you to be traditional church or Pentecostal church. It is not wrong, right? You can do whatever you want as long as it finds you peace. Just don't kill anybody. Don't beat anybody. Don't step on anybody's human rights. And then we are good to go. And don't bash other people for going to whatever church, because that's just bad. That's just bad. That's like saying that your God is a different God from other people's gods. Don't do that. You tell people that I have a sense of community and belonging, and I find comfort, you know, in my church, and that is why I go to church. That is why I'm in the church that I am, and full stop. After that, nobody can ask you another question after that one. It's like, it's so plain, it's so straightforward, it's so understood. So let's talk about community and belonging. Now you are thinking like, okay, so community and belonging, it's basically self-explanatory. Church offers a strong social network, providing opportunities to connect with like-minded people and build supportive relationships. Now, look at it like this. Supportive relationships, what are they? In the church, right? Even if you are in a church where, like one of our callers said, a quiet church, because we all have our preference, right? Not everybody wants the quiet church. Not everybody wants the loud church. So you choose which one you go to. And with that, right, you find supportive relationships within the church. Everybody has supportive relationships within the church. Everybody knows a church member. Everybody is friends with a church member. And that church member is usually somebody that is supportive of whatever you are going through, or you are supportive of them, or you guys support each other, even if it is supporting each other within the religion or within the church, or supporting each other within being part of the congregation and so forth. Good evening.
Good evening, madam.
Good evening, Tate. How are you doing, Tate Buana?
I'm good. How are you too?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
We are asking, why do people gravitate towards the church?
Why do people do what?
Gravitate towards the church. Why do you go to church?
Okay.
So why do you go to church?
Fellowship.
Okay, so you go for fellowship.
The word of God.
Mm-hmm.
To be taught of the word of the precepts of God.
Mm-hmm.
To just live a moral life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So those moral values, sometimes you get them more on the church.
Mm-hmm.
The issue of morality.
Mm-hmm.
And they also, there are a lot of, you know, you are taught about the universe.
Mm-hmm.
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 But mostly also to, you know, when you fellowship with the people of God, with mm-hmm. God himself.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you a peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
At least you feel so belonging, like you are saying.
Mm-hmm.
You feel at home. You know, in the church, it's supposed to be an atmosphere where...
A safe haven.
You know, this kind of humility.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you are not, you can just pretend to be.
Yes. Yes, we shall.
To mm-hmm. conform to the what is happening there.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you guys do you connect with anybody from the church?
Yeah, we do.
In what way?
We fellowship, man,
mm-hmm.
and the teaching. So you know,
what do you guys talk about?
You know, like in my own case,
mm-hmm.
we used to have a lot of programs,
mm-hmm.
home caring fellowship. Mm-hmm. For the men, where you discuss about the issue that are affecting you,
mm-hmm.
is it the economy or social, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have those kind of, you know, those specific topics.
Yeah.
Discussion where we discuss about life,
mm-hmm.
how to make progress in life, how to assist one another in need.
Mm-hmm.
Issue of those nature, the spiritually caring, you know.
Mm.
So you know, you need to balance up the thing. We do have those kind of things.
Okay.
Mm.
All right. And would you say that they are like-minded people in the church or in your church?
They are like-minded, obviously. So because I remember.
Is it obviously?
Yeah, because...
Is it really obviously? Because we are seeing pastors getting arrested for big things. So
not for this one. Not where I have learned the word of God. Not the church where I do go.
Mm-hmm.
So this was the...
But what would you do if the church...
They are really grounded in the totality of the word of God.
Okay. So what mm-hmm. would you do if after 10 years from now, the church that you have been in...
and been a part of their congregation for all these years is now exposed. And it is said,
those are individually, could be individually people or mm-hmm. persons or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
They may also involve themselves. Maybe their contact may be found wanting there and there. Mm-hmm. But all I'm saying is that that does not really diminish the totality of the teaching of the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. In that particular congregation.
In that particular congregation.
Mm-hmm.
So that we could find people who may have the ear to temptation and the ear to sin and things like that.
Mm-hmm. So the pastor does not make the congregation makes itself.
Yeah, of course, the pastor mm-hmm. as a leader is there to lead, to shape the, to lead the sheep.
Mm.
So no, but you still find out that there could be some, you know, lost ones who might be lost alongside the way.
Mm-hmm.
But or maybe they might just be adamant. You know, those kind of permitted ways.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you really get the word of God from mm-hmm. the pastor or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
And, but then because of the hardening of your heart, you might also, might not able to, maybe the word of God might not really penetrate or transform you.
Mm-hmm.
So then you find out yourself that you do things that are unlawful.
Mm-hmm.
But that might not be really blame on the leadership of the church. There are times also,
mm-hmm.
there might also be ways where you might not have really applied your leadership and make sure that everybody, nothing, no sheep is mm-hmm. lost. So there could be those kind of, issues.
Mm-hmm.
So, but otherwise, the totality of the word of God you were just given, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does everybody that go to church need transformation?
Obviously, that's how it ought to be. But I think most of the people that go to church, they go there for one reason or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But the understanding or general understanding should be at least you are made better.
Mm-hmm.
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 So otherwise things okay. are fine.
So it's to be made better. Okay, okay. All right, better than you already are. It doesn't mean that you are broken. It just means that you are going to be made better than you already are through fellowship and through the Word of God in itself, in its totality. Yeah.
That kind of a thing.
Uh-huh. Okay. I understand, my dear. Ewa.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much, Atebi.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you guys doing, ladies and gentlemen? We're talking about why people gravitate towards the church. Why are you in the church and what your answer should be? I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you if you don't have an answer, this is the perfect answer for you. I go to church because it gives me a sense of community, belonging and spiritual comfort. That is your answer. That one is a straight answer. You can copy me if you want. It is okay because that is why we're here. So they said that there is a sense of community and belonging within the church. They said that church offers severe, or let's say not severe, man, because severe is intense. Let's say that the church offers a strong sense of social networking, providing opportunities to connect with like-minded individuals and build supportive relationships. This sense of belonging can be particularly important for those facing difficulties and difficult situations and circumstances or seeking a sense of identity. Sometimes if you have no idea who you are, you go to the church and you find who you are because spiritually, you know, spiritually. And also sometimes you're facing difficult situations and like Love of the Nation said that there are different difficult situations that need different cures and remedies. There are some medical ones that need medical attention. There are some
traditional ones that need traditional attention, and then there are some spiritual ones that need church attention. And that is why it has a sense of community and belonging, because now you go and you go and sit with people that have also had identity crises and also face the difficult situations and circumstances within their lives. And also, they find the importance of God. And in this, right, this is the community and belonging that you feel a sense of. And number two, spiritual and psychological beliefs. Religious practices can provide comfort and a sense of security in the face of life's uncertainties. So sometimes, right, sometimes you need to go and find your comfort within spiritual practices, because it gives you a sense of security. And that is why some people go to church. It gives them that sense of security because life is uncertain. Many people find a sense of purpose and meaning in their faith, which can contribute to their well-being. So look at it like this. If you find were walking around and you feel like there is no purpose and for your life, and you go into this space that gives you a sense of purpose and through faith, will you not be okay? Good evening. Good evening, Tateti. How are you? How are you?
The gratification that I get just talking to my mom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think, especially on a peaceful note.
You know, just nice, those nice days of Oponga Uri, Uri Nawa, okay. You know, not fighting, no violence, just relax. How are you, Tateti? They will not. You are fine. We are talking about why people gravitate towards the church. Why do people gravitate towards the church?
Towards?
Yes.
Can you hear me very well?
Hmm.
Okay. It is not.
Mm-hmm.
One size shoe fits all concept.
Mm.
I do not want to say this, but I was at the memorial service
mm-hmm.
and I will not explicitly divulge. But this individual discovered that since 2012, they had the cancer terminal.
Okay.
Yeah, in 2012. Imagine, and then they only passed on last year. Ah, this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, some people is for to find solace. You understand?
Yeah.
From Billy. Yeah, just to find solace.
Mm-hmm.
Make peace with life.
Mm-hmm.
There are other people.
Mm-hmm.
I remember. The. And I also want to be discreet on this, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
After I said the first, there was an old man there in our village.
Yeah.
He used to be the chairman of the church.
Mm-hmm.
But he was the community problem.
Okay.
So, you know, people have different intentions.
Mm.
Joining teachers to either disguise themselves as things are good citizens or to find peace because they have internal problems. in their individual life, or they want to manipulate society.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's where I would tell you that, for example, is it people joining or even people creating?
Yeah, either way.
Yeah.
We can also talk about gravitation towards the church as a profession, you know?
That's my nephew, and I can talk about him. Is it allowed?
It's allowed, but okay. Yeah, the poacher.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. It's my nephew, actually. He can't do anything.
Okay. I can't hear you properly, Tatiti. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can hear you a little bit. Mm-hmm. I can hear you a little bit. Tatiti, please call back.
Can you hear me?
No.
Okay.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you guys doing? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my radio voice, not those loud things that I've been doing here. All right. So we are on number two of our conversation, and we are talking about why people gravitate towards the church. Good evening. Hey, you are Becky. Yes.
May Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, absolutely, I can.
Hey,
my dear.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, yeah,
mm-hmm,
that we, number one, we can talk about redemption, we can talk about the church, we can talk about what, but me as a historian, do you know what is happening between the Jews in Palestine and Israel? Do you know why?
Why?
The Palestinians are Muslim.
Okay.
There's a hostility. America is busy. For trying to wipe out Islam as a belief.
Okay.
Based on the myth that 2011, but of course it's because of outside interference. Yeah. They are meddling in the Islam issues. And on the other hand, let them dictate to
what they are wearing. Let them wear what they want to wear.
If my people in my house don't eat breakfast, they only wait for lunch. In my house. Don't try to dictate, because you have 3 meals per day, 2 meals per day.
We should have the same.
No.
Hmm.
Yeah, so that is basically what is happening there. In Israel, they have the free password to kill the Palestinian.
Okay.
Yeah, because the Jews control the American economy. Wall Street, you are a lawyer. Wall Street, yeah. Wall Street, who controls the diamond and whatnot.
Yeah.
Even the boy who was contracted to... Yeah, you know. Who controls... Yeah, all the precious minerals. So we cannot talk about other interests. an economic war now. Yeah.
Okay. But do you really think that people go into the church to go and hide behind the church to do their bad? Do you really think that it's something that is really honestly just intentional?
In what capacity, Ando?
Andora Kuchara, I'm just going to wake up there at my house and I'm going to decide I'm going to open a church so I can mislead people.
Misleading, what intention?
Or just do bad things. Like the bad things that are happening in churches nowadays.
Are we now looking at the Catholic Church issue?
All of them.
Yeah, Mpanukula Rantu, Konima. You understand that?
I do. That's why I'm asking, Kuja. Do you really think that somebody would just become a pope, for example, for that reason alone? Kuja, woo, I want to become a pope so that I can be molesting young boys.
To be father.
Mm-hmm.
Especially at the schools that are blind to certain issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like just now when I heard that, I was worried about where the school is, about the superintendent who was just arrested recently now over molesting since 2022. You know, Ne? And I think I will tell you again. This opinion is better coming from people like Dr. Beatrice, not Beatrice, but Dr. Whitaker. He is my retina client. Clinical psychology. You are a lawyer. I'm a former DD of research.
You must also say future also.
We are complicated.
You are giving yourself the correct title and you are just giving me my future title just like that. Now people are going to be like, I.
No. Let me tell you, man. If you do not give what
give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar.
Then also sometimes you would you are not relevant. According to what they want. And then what they need to achieve and what you also want them to achieve. Because tomorrow I can't afford the lawyer and then you should be one for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, so, but let's just say you can afford. Because I cannot go into my future profession pro bono already. Pro bono already.
Don't talk about money before you graduate.
I mean, I'm talking about money, my dear. I mean, I'm talking about money. No, we will not leave the money conversation behind.
At the end of the day, but I'm just saying in general, don't worry or concern yourself. I mean, do you know that the church was used as a veil of manipulation? If you remember grade 8 history, which is white African, because we were perceived to be uncivilized, savages, grade 8 history. So they came with that. In as much as others, if you could get one book from that book I only found it here in Mombiroa, that Angorom.
Mm-hmm.
That the I don't know. I can't remember the title. I pick books there and then I come read.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a habitual reader there.
Mm-hmm.
But it made me understand about King Leopold
mm-hmm.
of Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
How he orchestrated the whole chaos in Congo.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why you are finding Kabila
mm-hmm.
in a chaotic situation. Yeah.
Okay.
It's history, bruh.
It is, but my question still remains unanswered. Do you really think that somebody intentionally goes into the church to go and hide from their demons?
Oh, I just told you about that many
times. but do you really think that it was really just his intention? Kuchangandi ya kongereka opo dikta mege kuningi ni manji nai. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to mention names because this one is a bit too complicated.
Yeah.
When je tatu kore kwa.
Mm-hmm.
Pasta de angwea good.
Ani gigini?
Angwea.
Mm-hmm.
Marangi kwa mwa skwa yo tang. Apendu kama maendo uushon.
Ngwe ya motango.
Awe. Kwa jotango ya mo.
Mm-hmm.
Otepo pine ya yondisisi. Oh. Ikurombo ya sini.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Ondo mweli mwa kute sisi ya ukuri leta tenoko tati. Kato kwa diya ni ngwani si acting mwene kwa mkunda
mm-hmm.
ya namora
mm-hmm.
ya namora oye la masarano kakongo
ok
angobdoe mwani mwene kwa mkunda hata lakuto jetuwa kuku mkunda mu yee tia mena uongre
mm-hmm.
kato siya kana si mundi ya nupu nyapu kwa kusaya pako memo engo ango poso chere ya kwa tango sanyo kwa mombu mbukabaka nukunya punya na nuka kuya teke na kato kasi pa munga sanyo
oka violence
ay kato kwa munga sanyo kwa
so it is intentional. So they are intentionally bad people that choose to go into the church to go and hide behind the church.
Yeah.
Or within the church.
Like, you know, can I ask you a bit of a question?
Please.
Why did you stop taking alcohol? Drinking?
Me? I stopped drinking because it was
Mara.
Yes.
Not only I want you to take it. I'm not placing it on you only.
Mm-hmm.
When we were discussing about when I told you about your friend or you told you were just talking on the on radio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That girl that you said, she can have a quickie anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, did she stop?
She is, no.
Okay.
somewhere if I should tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Or either you stop
mm-hmm.
or you stay.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are addictions sometimes
mm-hmm.
in terms of how wicked they are.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I still do not believe that the church is the solution to our problems.
Mm-hmm.
It is a consortium of our consolers to say, no, maybe this is where we can see in the temple.
Mm-hmm.
But that wickedness is its innate, a fake konyanya. If we should take kuri, if you are not a breeder, you can never bring up the picture of anybody if you are selfish. So people can, they create all associations in terms of whether it's the church, whether it's the Freemason, honestly, it's like politics, ne?
Mm-hmm.
We create our own political parties.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of things about other political participants.
Mm.
Some of them leaders in parliament.
Okay.
That they have different opinions about me, which I... And then they try to be, to they're saying no. Behind my back, they're saying no. Why is that guy? So now you wonder.
Mm.
So you form groups where you feel that is just another thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's okay.
All right, Tete.
No, I
thank
don't
you so much. Thank you so much.
I don't know, but then I can't hear you on the radio.
The radio is, just try again, because we had another caller that's very, very happy that his frequency is back. So just try again.
Okay.
Just try again. Yes. Yeah, man. Yeah. Sobisono. Yeah. All right. Bye, Tete. Ciao, ciao.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings again. That was Tete T giving us his opinion. So my question is, do we really think that people would intentionally, one, start a church and just to hide behind it, or to make a money-making scheme, or to be a liar about it? Or do they really honestly believe that they have the gift, they have the power to preach, and then things just go south in the way?
or go bad during the process, and then they just turn to bad people. Because I'm finding it very difficult to believe that you would start a church that is supposed to be a safe haven, a place where people can come with their problems and have a sense of community and belonging, and also have a spiritual comfort, and then you just decide that in this church that you created, this safe place that you created, right, you're going to start manipulating people and then doing bad things to them. I don't know. I'm finding it difficult to comprehend, even though I know that it's something that can happen. I'm finding it difficult to believe that somebody would intentionally do that and say that I'm just going to create a church to make money and also to manipulate people into doing things. Maybe just maybe there's another force at play here. Maybe there is the devil, or maybe there is something else that they are not telling us, because how I cannot. Because when we talk about the church, right, we're talking about comfort, we're talking about community, we're talking about belonging. We're talking about going through life's uncertainties. We're talking about having a sense of purpose and well-being. Religious practices can also help individuals manage their stress and anxiety. Now, if this is what a church is supposed to be, then how is it that that there are some individuals that make church on smack luck, you know, and make church just not church? Maybe you guys can come and give me your two cents on that. So moving on to number three. The church also serves as an answer. Religious traditions often offer explanations for life's big questions, such as the meaning of suffering, the nature of death, and the afterlife. So this is also one of the purposes of church, because some of us have battles within ourselves, and part of the battles within ourselves is finding the meaning in things. So maybe understanding why somebody that you loved so much had to pass away or passed away, or finding the answer for what happens when we die, or why am I suffering? There are questions that can only be answered by the church, and the church is the only one that can make you understand these questions. Good evening. Okay.
You guys just don't want to give us access to the religion.
Okay.
No, I mean to say the radio.
Okay. Did you try it?
I did.
And?
Just now.
And?
No, I have a big Panasonic radio. All the other radio stations are out.
And it's not going through?
It's holding small. Like,
almost the way
I speak.
Mm-hmm, smooth.
You see my voice is very faint.
So is it working? It's smooth, was.
It's something that you wouldn't want.
Okay. Oh, hot.
Yes.
Intense.
Those technicians, they must be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm missing out on that who's our manager for the radio station?
The France.
The France, even today, Africa Day.
Yesterday was Africa Day.
I missed out. And it's not right.
Okay. But let me quickly just wrap up with our conversation. Otherwise, I'll be forced to have our conversation again tomorrow. And I want to do something else tomorrow. Thank you so much. I'll quarrel with him. But me, I don't know how to quarrel with Tate France, because Tate France
I don't know how to quarrel
that
with you.
That, you know, ne? That Uncle Jonathan is quarreling.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do so.
That one is easy.
Okay.
Uncle, I love you.
And I love you. Ciao, ciao. And the Akundirepo conglomerate.
Sharp, sharp.
Sharp.
No catop.
Ewa, no catop and the Akundirepo. Ewa. Bye, Tate Tonata. Ewa, ciao.
All right. So we are moving on with our conversation and we are wrapping up, right? So the question is, why do we gravitate towards the church? And basically, right, we gravitate towards the church because there's a sense of community and belonging. There is a spiritual and psychological benefits. There is addressing big questions. There is social and cultural factors. And then there are other reasons. So we are at addressing big questions, right? Religion has a tendency of answering the questions and explaining the questions of life that nothing else can most probably explain in a way that we might understand it. If we are believers, right? Then sometimes the only way to understand something is through a perspective of faith, and that is what religion also serves as. Religion also serves as an explanatory body of life's big questions. These explanations can provide a sense of order and perspective that can be reassuring for some people, right? So now you get a perspective and you're like, okay, so I'm reassured, right? Reassurance is important. And then number four is social and cultural factors. In some communities, attending church is a deeply ingrained cultural practice, you know, like part of our callers that called in tonight that said that they go to church because it is the thing, it is a practice that they found already being done and they just follow the practice. They go to church because it is the right thing to do. They go to church because their society has brought them up in such a way that this is what we do on the church day. So sometimes it is a practice that is deeply ingrained within your culture and it is done. And it is also passed down from generation to generation. So your great grandfather used to go to church, then your grandfather used to go to church, then your father used to go to church, and then now you go to church, and now then your sons are also going to be going to church, and then your son's sons are going to be going to church, and then it just goes on like that, and it's just the way things are done. This can create a sense of continuity and tradition, as well as provide social support and validation. Moving on to last but not least, other reasons. Some individuals may feel a personal calling to serve God or their community through religious work. For example, those that go out and evangelize, right? This would be something that we say that some individuals feel, you know, a personal calling to serve God and their community through religious work. This religious work is now evangelizing that God is there, God exists, please repent, you know, that. And others may seek to expand their knowledge of religion, religious teachings, or engage in spiritual practices, right? They are people that want to know more about their religion. They want to know more about certain religions. They want to dive into it. They are some would say scholars of religion because they constantly want to learn more and practice more and see more and be a part of. And then last but not least, for some, going to church may simply be a habit or a way to maintain a social connection. Sometimes, right, some people just go to church because it's going to church. There's no prayer, there's no camaraderie, there's nothing. It's just,
I just go to church. It could have been something that is passed down from generation to generation, or they could have, it could have been self-taught that I go to church. Like, you know what? I'm going to be a person that goes to church. And you just choose your identity and you just go with it. I'm a person that goes to church. I'm a person that goes to church every Sunday. I'm a person that doesn't miss church. But it's not to say that it is. There's something else behind it, you know. There's like a secret message behind it, or a secret what, a tunnel that leads to salvation, or a greener pastures, or they went through difficulties, or they went, some people just go to church because it is a habit that they picked up. I picked up the habit of going to church. You could have been a person that comes from a home that is not church going. And people don't even believe in God like that, you know, like they don't believe in God like the way that you do it. Or they don't believe in God in the way that would motivate you to be a person that goes to church constantly. It's just that you have made a choice, and with that choice, you choose to stick with it because now you have become addicted, or not addicted, because addicted is too strong of a word. We would say that you have become accustomed to the routine of going to church, and so shall it be. So some people go to church out of habit. I know so many people that go to church, out of habit, and they don't go to church because of anything else, but it is also that in itself is an uncomfortable conversation to have with someone because of what church represents and what church is. So if somebody would ever be honest enough to tell you that I just go to church because I got used to going to church, it's just part of my routine, then the likelihood of you either judging or crucifying them or condemning them to the cross and burn at the stake is extremely high. So that's why we would all give reasons like, yeah, it's a sense of community and belonging. We would give those answers because those answers seem more befitting for a church. It is not a gym that you can just go to because you have fallen into the habit of going to the gym, or it's not a restaurant that you have just fallen in the habit of, but it actually is. It's just a place, right? But nobody would ever admit to it. Nobody would ever say it. Nobody would ever say that I go to church out of habit. Nobody in my, I just chose one day that I'm going to be going to church, and then I got used to it. And then I've just never thought of not going to church because it's part of my routine. It's part of the things that I do. And it's just what it is. And they've never thought of no leaving the church because the church has never done anything to them to jeopardize or to ruin or to deshuffle their lives. And so they remain within the same routine. So there are various reasons as to why people gravitate towards the church. And this evening you have had, a table. You have had a feast of reasons to choose from so that you can identify where exactly you are as an individual and see if that is where you want to be. If you want to be a person that goes to church out of habit, then so shall it be. If you want to be a person that goes to church for networking, then so shall it be. If you want to be a person that goes to church for the community and the religious work, so shall it be. It is really all your choice. But I always say that it is better for you to know exactly why you're doing something, so that if ever anything is out of place, you know it's out of place. Now, if you are going to church out of habit, but you're going to a place that is not actually something that it doesn't represent your principles, then it would not serve its purpose. Maybe. Or maybe the purpose is just to go to church. So, ladies and gentlemen, take it from there. And we say goodbye. We say au revoir. We say ta-ta. We say see you tomorrow with a brand new conversation, as this conversation has come to an end. Ladies and gentlemen, you are here on earth to make your own decisions in your own life and just make good decisions.
make good decisions, weigh your options, check the pros and the cons, and own up to your conversations as they come, because we are living in decisions that we made 10 years ago that we are still dealing with right now. And to want to be a person that is regretful of the decisions that you made, or do you want to be a person that stands with your decision? It is all a choice. It is all up to you. From me, the matriarch, I bid you farewell. I love you forever and a day. You are important to me. And ciao, ciao.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook.